this is Alma from R&R. How can I help you?
Hi, Alma. It's Honey.
Hey, hi. I was actually trying to call and I texted you, but I was trying to call, and every time I called, it stayed on the line for like 10 minutes, and then it would hang up itself.
Oh.
And it was just with y'all, because I've used the phone to call somebody else to make sure it wasn't just my phone. But no, it's just the y'all.
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, thank you for letting me know where else to check my team on that.
But I also was calling, I was excited because I told my dad about, like, told you and all that. So I was like, today. So they find out they had a meeting Thursday. But I was calling because I was online and I was on the leads and stuff. It changed a lot, like not the actual web page, your page, the web, the actual local slash. It's on there, and I had way more lead information, and I had all of this and messages and calls, and I go to look to see because I hadn't got no lead in a minute, and it's showing me like I'm going there now. Because now it's saying zero on Facebook, 8 listings. It says 124 on his profile. 4 reviews, 56 local, and then it says only 180. That yesterday and last night when I looked at it last, the 180 was total results, we were over 300.
Actually 590.
Yeah, and with my page is saying 180. I go to the leads, it's on there, and there, I mean, I went and answered a few old ones and stuff, and I made phone calls, and I'm marking who's spam and who's not, because I have a few on there that were arguing with him and trying to make him go over to their platform. And it's there are a few on there, not all of them. But right now, I'm on my message page, and it's blank.
I see. I'm
and I was
that.
Just texting people yesterday.
Yes, I apologize on that one. We are actually making some updates at the moment.
Is that my update in it? It has my update. What they say?
Oh, I'm sorry, what do you mean the update?
Yes, the one I told you.
Oh, yes. I actually received an answer on that one. They said we are not offering it at now, but they are going to be putting it on a roadmap, which means we will be working on it.
Oh, damn it. I think I can wait for
that one.
Yeah,
that was actually a very brilliant idea. I actually related to them that it would really make things easier for both clients and customers, especially the clients are like business owners are very busy to always like they really need to have like something to give them a reminder, so it would really help. And they said that it's actually a brilliant idea, so thank you so much for that, Alma. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I actually, I was telling my dad, he goes, oh my goodness, I'm very, very proud. But we did most of the webpage, me and her, yesterday. She has changed it a little bit. Like the logo, it was the logo. She added a little more white to it so the name construction comes about and stuff. But, and then we took off the backboard because it was just a dark white. It was covering everything. Mm-hmm. So now she has it to where it's clear. It's like on there. And I mean, the front page, when you first go in on the web, on my phone, it's, she has it to where it does. It transfer paper. It shows different pictures. It does. But because we noticed that it was very dark. Like in the background, like right now I text her and I don't know if it was you or her. But I take, like, what they have say on the things, I think if it can be changed a little bit. Because the way she makes it seem is that she makes it seem that he's only working at a Boaz. He's not only at a Boaz, it's Boaz and surrounding areas.
Yes. So, that one
they have already. Uh-huh. No, they still have it because it's saying meeting your project requirements and like in Boaz. And then the customer satisfaction one, it's just in Boaz also. Like, no, he works all the surrounding areas around there. And he will travel depending on how far. Give me 1 minute. Hello.
Sure.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I hate those spam calls. I hate them. I just hang up on them. But yeah, that they can change that to where it says in Boaz. I wanted to say surrounding areas. That way they can see that he does travel everywhere. I'm going back now and I'm starting to answer the reviews. So, and I'm going to put more pictures up. But they put the email, they fixed the email, the text that me and you had seen my number, they did put yours. So that's, I mean, that's okay. I'm going to where it go. But the, it still got a lot of dark in it. Like she said she was going to take like the, where it says reliable consistency, where customer satisfaction, those need to be changed to the blue, I guess, that me and her, and down, I mean, where it says contact us, that's fine because it shows the kitchen in the back. But the others and where the reviews are, though, they're too dark. If she, I had told her that it was fine to change it to the blue that our logo's in. Because I don't want a bunch of colors either mixing. I'd rather have it matching. That way they see, okay, one thing. And then the font. If you look at the font, tell me it's not plain. The R&R construction is kind of plain.
Also, I see some, like, the logo. I can, like, see the, there's, like, a blue mark.
The blue mark?
Yeah. When you actually look at the logo, the logo is there, and but there's, like, it's being squared by a blue line.
Okay, so I'm looking at the one that is on the webpage.
Yes, on the webpage.
Yeah, I see the, like the barn, and it has the gold in the little cut. It has a little sparkle on top. There's a blue line on the bottom, and then there's a gold line, and she added the accent white. But under R&R, mine show a gold. It doesn't show blue under the R&R.
I mean, like the logo, it is gold, but there seems like, I don't know, maybe because I'm looking from it on the computer, but let me try to get my mobile very quick.
Yeah, because I'm going to go on the link one she sent me. She sent me a link one, and the link actually shows all three. It'll show the laptop, it shows the phone, and it shows... So I'm going to, let me get on that one. Maybe it's because I don't see it because of that, but I didn't even pay attention to that one the other day, yesterday. No, mine's, I'm actually on that one right now, too, and it shows different ways that I can look at it. And unless it's because the white that she added... It's too much, and it makes the where it says construction make it look too. It's not too dark for the construction one. It's like the white is covering it up a little bit.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, Miles. I don't like the font, though, from where it says R&R Construction.
Would you like me to reschedule again a call with them?
Hold on 1 minute. Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is Felisa. Call me the monitor report.
Wrong phone number. What was that, love?
Would you like me to go ahead and schedule you another call with the website team?
Well, I thought she did because she said we were going to go over it again because she was going to fix the font. She was going to take... Are you looking at it now?
Yes.
And then she was going, if you see the black underwear, reliable, consistent, the customer satisfaction, and then that's what she said, and then the yellow, because we decided that the page popped out more. I want it matching the logo because I don't want too much different because I don't want my customer getting confused. But the reliable and the customer, she was going to change that to the blue because, yeah, we both agreed that the page was too dark.
So, upon looking here in the notes, yes. So, the website team is still actually working out on the changes that you discussed with her yesterday. So, it's still in progress. So, once the changes is actually done, they will go, the same process, they will go ahead and send you an email and then we can review it again.
Okay. Can you make sure that they do change the font? Because I've told them and they keep on doing it the same way. Also that do you by chance know who I can get a hold of to see if they did the... Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, Mom, I'm on the phone with my dad's company. They were supposed to do the business cards, and the business cards were supposed to have the QR code. I was wondering if they were going to add the QR code to the webpage.
Let me see. I can go ahead and ask them to add the QR code.
I mean, not that big because I don't want it clouding the page, but yeah, I would like the QR code and his, because I know they're making two different ones, one for him, one for me.
Mm-hmm.
If they can add, they can
which
add both
area?
Of them.
I'm feeling, what was I?
Yes, which area would you like the QR code to be added?
That, I mean, I trust them, whatever they decide, it's fine, because I don't want to crowd it either, but if there was any chance, because he has old clients that he's asked that will review his page, but when they go in to look for it, they can't find it. And then he's got clients that he's done from when before he even got with Local Slash, when he was on his own, just barely starting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have people that he can send information to, send the QR codes to, so it's easier on them, but they haven't sent it to me. As far as I know, they said they already made it, but they haven't sent it to me, his or mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were just waiting for the business cards or what was going on with that, because I haven't heard nothing about the business cards either anymore.
Actually, let me check here.
This is what I do all this. I sit here and I do this and this.
Okay. So since they're actually still making revisions on the logo, so that's why the QR code is not yet finalized. But you can use the review link instead. I can
send
it to you.
Some of them, so like I said, he's the one that has them because they're the ones connected to him from, I don't even know who them people are. They're like, he's got a group of the church people that he's done there, local friends, a gas station he did, a little mom and pop store. I will beat your butt, those are my husband's. When the mine is over, so I'm looking at him, I'm going to whoop his butt, touching my husband's, had glasses. But, yes, I'll kick your butt, you can't have those. Those are special that I bought for my husband. All of that.
I will show you mine.
Yeah, okay. If they can, I understand they said like business cards because they're doing it on it, but I don't know if they can actually, it would actually work and they can send it to me already.
Okay.
So I can
I'll
send
make
it to you.
Up. Sure.
A little bit.
Let me pull up with ours.
I don't know that much yet. That's fine. And I don't know why that it's telling me to go to, it's cutting my calls off. I don't get it. Like, I call and it stays, like I said, I've called from my regular phone, from this phone, which is the business phone, and I have the app on. And then I call the actual 1-800 number from my personal phone, and no, it cuts off.
I'm so sorry about that. Don't worry. I'll raise that one with my team so we can actually check what is happening to our phone system. But it shouldn't be happening that way. Thank you for letting me know. This is actually very important because we are receiving calls, so I'm going to make sure this gets escalated to our team.
Okay. I'm finishing the actual, I'm bugging him today because I wasn't feeling well yesterday or anything, I reminded him this a while ago, and then I'm going to remind him in a little bit about I need actual the stuff to fill it out because he says that I needed his social and some other information that I needed to put in, so I couldn't finish it because I know you said that we could wait for the license and the insurance, but I figured he needed the social first for more than anything. And then I was going to ask you, did by chance you get the text I sent you? There was a text because when the calls weren't going through, I sent the text and I let you know the call is getting cut off.
Yes.
You received it.
When I came back from lunch, I saw your text right away, so that's why I called.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I was like, okay, if my calls are getting cut off, I don't know if my texts are going through to her. But no, that's fine. It was just mostly that I wanted to make sure that they were changing everything on it, because now I have him all excited, and Because he was like, oh, because I was, he heard me all excited. So I got to go, Dad, I got to go. She's calling me. And he was asking, when did you look at it? Did you see it? Did y'all fix it? Yes, but you can't see. He goes, that's not fair. That's not right. And he was getting off. So I just showed him a little bit of the redo of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all excited too.
We are still working on that.
Okay, love. I just wanted to make sure because I was like, I hope this isn't how she's leaving it. But I think everything else is fine. Everything else is fine on it so far. And he's, me and her, what she told, I had told her about me doing a family picture when I go over there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get my other brothers and they're going to get their baby kids and everything in it. And we're going to just take a big old family picture with my dad in it. So that way we wanted to add it to our page. That way the customers can see, hey, yeah, you know what? They are a family person. They are family based and family run.
Yeah.
We're going to add that. And she said, to get us like a little glimpse of what my dad's been through and how he came about being R&R and stuff like that. She goes, stuff like that. If you post a little bit, it does. The customers come a little bit more because of the fact that they're reading your story, they're reading and they end up getting familiar with you and things like that. So I'm waiting on him. He's just not good with cameras. He don't like videos. He don't like cameras. Because I was seeing if it would be better to add pictures when he's actually doing the job, right?
Yes, that's gonna be great.
Okay, because yeah, he's got an employee with him, and he always take pictures. That's just my dad. Like I said, my dad is. I FaceTimed him, and I screen recorded a little bit. He don't even know it yet. Yeah, he doesn't like him. But I was to put that on there because I was gonna see that if y'all thought it was better to put just pictures of him and a picture of him and his and it about him. On the about page, or would it be better and more better than to put an actual video of him talking?
Oh, that would be perfect.
You think?
Yes.
Because it's something different. I don't see other pages doing it.
It actually builds credibility and trust over the business. When they see that business owners are like really into it, like willing to give video explaining what they do or even like a short background or quick background of the business, that would be really nice.
Okay. I'm going to get him to do that. I'll talk to him because I told him and I said, look, Daddy, I said, get a video. I mean, because when I was FaceTime and I told him, I said, Daddy, why don't we do a video like you doing the work? You getting there, meeting one of the customers or at least a face in their hand and you actually doing the job here and there, through that little video, he's talking about what he's been through to get there while they're showing the video.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to tell him because he don't listen to me. I'm going to say, you better call her and tell her. She said, yep, because it helps you get more leads and credible. Yep, and then if we call you, you got to agree with me.
I'm sure he's hard-headed.
I agree with you. No, he's hard. That's one thing he's hard-headed on. He don't like cameras. He stays quiet. I said, Daddy, we're going to do a video. That's what he does. He doesn't really know. He doesn't. And then he'll turn around and change the story. He doesn't like it. Yeah, he'll end up asking me something that he never even asked me about ever, and he'll end up asking me or talking about it, and I'm like, well, I know you're avoiding it. But, because I want to open his age gap. I don't want it to just be around his age. I want it to where everyone can go and look at it and say, okay, yeah. So I'm about to, he sent me some more pictures yesterday and this morning, so I'm about to post more pictures later on and stuff like that so I can actually have it on there and y'all can have it. And then I'll talk to him about the video. But, yes, he's going to finish that. The Google Verified, it takes how long after he fills it out?
It depends. Sometimes it's weeks, up to 4 weeks. But sometimes
he will still get leads in the middle, right?
From the Google Verified campaign needs to go ahead and go live before it starts collecting leads.
No, I mean, his regular, yeah.
The regular, yes, that's right.
Okay, because
you've been generating leads.
Okay, yeah, because let me see the last lead. The last lead I got on him is because I stole it. I stole some more yesterday. I gotta call them. Let me see. The one he got from y'all, these are some, the ones that are on the top of the page now, like where it says leads. It says 58 on top. And like I said, I know he had more because some that when she started and she was answering, he didn't follow up with them. Because, I mean, he got busy. First, he was warning her, and then he just got busy on it. But
it's actually more than yet. Because you see, I see 58, right? But when I look at it, calls were 36, SMS were 23, so that's already 58. And then there's Facebook ads plus the website.
See, mine is showing different. Mine is telling me listings. He's got 8. He's got Facebook. Mine just says 0. It says his profile is 24. His reviews are only 4. His locals are only 56. And then it says total results. Mine say total results 180.
I would suggest to try to check again by tomorrow, because I know you've made some updates today. Even our system actually earlier, we've had some just minor, because I know they are actually making upgrades all the time. So it's possible that's the reason why it's actually acting like that. But just give it later today or tomorrow. It should update.
All right. Well, you let me know, and I mean, if anything, you know, I always have my phone, so that's fine.
Yes, we'll do.
Okay, hon. Well, if anything, I will text you and let you know. And as soon as I get his information tonight, I will. Because I told him he's got no appointments, no meetings, no nothing after work. Because the past week and a half, I've been sending him, he's got appointments and estimates. But I told him today, no, I canceled and rescheduled everything because he's going to sit down and talk to me about my verified Google.
Okay.
So he ain't getting out of it today.
Okay, that is great. I'll
have a day off tomorrow.
See if everything is updated.
Yeah, because I'm trying to message him and on there and stuff like that, and like I said, it goes blank. It tells me I have to start a new message. So yeah, if they complete, because I don't want to go back and bug them, and they're, I already answered them, and then me right now, then I go back and start messaging, they're going to be damn, she's thirsty.
Definitely.
Yeah, because one guy yesterday, I was going back to get it, and I was, because I seen his name said completed. So I went, and I was going over them, like, hey, look, I just got to let them know, look, I'm here now, I'm taking over, you don't have to worry, da, 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 and that, if they had any, like, even to get feedback from them. And this one guy starts, I would never fucking work with y'all again, and then he goes, I'll say this, now you're fishing. I said, no, sir, I'm not fitting, and he hangs up. I'm not going to lie. I sent him a message, and I told him, like, literally cussing at me. I literally told him, sir, you need to be respectful and get your manners, or tell your parents to teach you manners again, because the fact of it is I wasn't disrespectful, I wasn't rude, and I'm not fishing. I was actually coming back to get your feedback because I'm new at it. And he did say, he didn't answer me. He stayed quiet. No, stupid man. Yeah, but it would be even better if they can actually freaking look at the pages and stuff, because he has it to where he's getting a bunch of platforms coming on our page and asking him to switch over. Like, I end up spamming them, but he gets some that asks him to switch, and it's like, no, y'all, like, how are y'all going to go to somebody else's page and come and ask us to switch over when you can't even rely on you're going to other people's platform? So, yeah, but other than that, yeah, if they would please fix my messages so I don't have to bother these people.
Yes, definitely.
The rude person to me is going to cuss at me again, and I'm going to come out. But, yes, I really do appreciate everything, and so thank y'all so much.
No problem, Alma.
All right, love. Well, you have a good afternoon.
You too. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, please. Yes, mommy. All right, bye-bye, love.